Welcome to the E2A Flippers Podcast. I'm your host, Steve Rakin, and this show is dedicated to helping you make more money by flipping physical products from eBay to Amazon.com. If that's what you're here to learn, then you're in the right place. So without further ado, let's dive into today's episode. Hey, what's going on, everybody? Steve here, Rakin Profit. Thank you so much for clicking on this video. In this video, I want to talk about what do my virtual assistants do in my Amazon business. So for folks who have been following me for a while, you know I've made quite the transition in my business over the last 2.5-3 years. Most of all the items that I purchase right now is from eBay to Amazon. Now I am adding wholesale to the mix. That's a goal for 2024. And I'm hoping to add anywhere from maybe 10 to 30% wholesale into the mix just to make sure I don't have all my eggs in one basket. But I have 4 virtual assistants right now that help me in my business, and I want to share what they do. Okay. So I have 2 virtual assistants, Jane and Gia, and what they do is they source items for me. Okay. So they purchase items using FlipMine. They use my leads list, my replens list. We have a software that helps us to be able to source items, and that's what they do full time for the most part. They're purchasing items, they're making best offers. They are updating our E2A master sheet, which is the Google sheet that we use. It's a software I've built. It is available. I'll put the link down below that tracks and reconciles all of our inventory, tracks, you know, what we paid, what we're listing it for, our min price, max, ASINs, tracks all the best offers, helps us to list a lot faster. Well, at least when I was actually listing my items. Now I have a prep center, but it integrates with the prep center to an extent, not a full integration. But that's what they do. They literally are purchasing items. Now, that's the hardest thing to train somebody to do because, you know, it's not just, hey, Jane, Gia, go purchase this item and the max I want to pay is $25. Things are always changing. The prices are changing. Maybe items over time can become dangerous where maybe you see like a big drop off in the Keepa charts. They're sourcing on my behalf. And people always ask, Steve, do they pay for the items or do they give you a leads list? And then you purchase it and they have full access to purchase. The best part about eBay is when you put your credit card inside of eBay, it only shows your last 4 digits. So, I mean, I guess theoretically they could, if they wanted to, maybe redirect the packages, but the E2A master sheet keeps everything 100% transparent. And of course, you don't want to give people on your team access to maybe your eBay account or even like any logins if you don't fully trust them. I've been working with my team for almost 2 years now, probably over 2 years, my sourcers, Jane and Gia. So I've obviously built their trust. We built trust together, my trust for them and vice versa. But yeah, I love those guys. They are absolutely amazing. Now we actually have one of our workers, Jane. Yeah, her husband, Marlon, he does a couple different things for us. He updates our sheets and he updates like our numbers on the back end, and he also reprices for us. So I have somebody who reprices, that's Marlon, who reprices everything. So my sourcing team, Jane and Gia, they're going to price it on the front end, the min and max. But then on the back end, when we have to price things on BeCool and adjust prices. And I made a video previously about my pricing plan. So I have a strategy for how I price items to sell within 30 days. And then if they don't sell, I have a 30 to a 60 day strategy and then a 60 to a 90 day strategy. So Marlon, he's dealing with all of that. And then number 4 is Thea. She deals with high pricing errors, stranded inventory, lost shipments, anything to deal with like having to talk to Amazon and, you know, message Amazon and deal with all the nonsense that goes on behind the scenes. Because again, I'd be lying to you if I didn't tell you like, there's some BS that goes on behind the scenes with Amazon, especially high pricing errors and stranded inventory. It's not cheap to have her on the team, but it's just one of those things. Like, I hate dealing with that stuff. Look, my hat's all crazy. I hate dealing with, it's so cold in Connecticut right now. I hate dealing with stuff like that. So you know what I'm talking about. If you have to deal with high pricing errors and stranded inventory, if you can find someone to do that for you, definitely do that. So that's my team. So I have 2 people who source. I have somebody who deals with, you know, high pricing errors, stranded inventory, and then repricing. And also I forgot to mention Jane and Gia, they also are working directly with my prep center. So I do have a prep center that I've started using. I started using them in, I think it was like November-ish, December, but they didn't want me sending like full blast all my inventory because it was like smack dab in the middle of Q4. So once January 1st hit, I've been going 100% prep center, which has been great. So they work with my prep center. So every time they purchase an item, there's like a system that you have to follow to put it in the planned inventory and then watch it as it goes from planned to receive to ship and or to problem inventory if there's damage or issues, so on and so forth. So that's pretty much my team. I love it. You know, I'll tell you, one of the things that I've been really enjoying so far in 2024 is I have so much free time now. Now that I don't have packages showing up at the house and I don't have to bring them in and I don't have to, you know, like manage employees, like prepping and then manage employees having to list and ship and scheduling with Pirate Ship. And I'm sure I'm going to hit some hiccups, right, with the prep center. And one of the things I would say right now is it's been a little bit slow, I've noticed, like getting items checked in. And I used to be able to process items a bit faster. And I would say one of the downsides is sometimes like my team will purchase an item we shouldn't. Like the other day we purchased some Sony cassettes, but the listing that we wanted was a 6-pack, but the one we purchased was a 3-pack. We just made a mistake and they got it shipped to the prep center. So now there's obviously some extra steps and expenses that we're going to have to deal with for that. They'll process the refunds for us, which is great. So try to find a prep center that will do that. Yeah, that's my team. If you have any questions, drop a comment down below. And if you're wondering, where do I hire virtual assistants? Like, where can you hire them? Where have I hired them? I hire almost all of my virtual assistants from onlinejobs.ph. Okay, now if I'm doing like software development and different things like that, Upwork.com is great. But for like hiring someone to source and stranded inventory and anything to do with Amazon, I think onlinejobs.ph is a fantastic website. Would highly recommend it. So if anybody else has any questions, drop a comment down below. Hopefully you enjoyed this video. And that being said, much love. Bye.